To the editor of the Times. The majority of your correspondents, the ladies in particular, wholly miss the essential objection to mixed medical classes at the London Hospital or elsewhere. Whether a particular lady lecturer feels no embarrassment when dealing with nauseating subjects in her class of boys and girls is beside the mark. There is no desire to ban women doctors, nor to bid them to keep to their domestic duties in the home. No. The objection is that when young women consort with young men under conditions where ordinary delicacy and modesty are necessarily absent, the normal high standard of conduct is lowered. No matter how choice the demeanour and character of the feminine neophyte, after a few months of the student's common room, she becomes coarse, immodest, and vulgar. It is because mixed classes have not put a stop to the reiteration of salacious stories that such stories are passed on to and readily absorbed by the boys in gowns and girls alike. The same coarse language becomes universal. All sweetness and refinement is repudiated. Death itself is made the subject of jest. It is because of these things that those of us who have daughters view the prospect of their possible association with the advancing sisterhood with misgiving and dismay. Yours, Charles H. Pring, Fellow of the Royal Society of Medicine.